Leo Sammarelli, the boxing champion who turned tragedy into triumph. Boxing is a tale as old as time, but what if I told you the most compelling boxer wasn't found under bright arena lights, but in the heart of a small Italian gym, driven not by glory but by the sheer will to survive and inspire? Meet Leo, a man whose life reads like an epic novel, a saga of tragedy and triumph that extends far beyond the ring. Born and raised in Vancouver, Canada, Leo's tale begins in the picturesque yet rugged landscapes of Italy, a place rich with cultural history and sporting tradition. It was here, in the country of his father, amidst the cobblestone streets and ancient architecture, that Leo first laced up his boxing gloves, stepping into a ring that would soon become a metaphor for his life. The sweet science of boxing, with its delicate dance of attack and defense, taught Leo much more than just physical prowess. Boxing in Italy was the first chapter of Leo's story. It was there he met legendary figures like Freddie Roach and Vasily Lomachenko, who showed him the heights one could reach with dedication and skill. These encounters, although starstruck moments, were motivating Leo to push his limits both inside and outside the ring. Coaches recognized his potential and challenged him to excel. The gym, much like life, was a place of constant adaptation and growth. Leo's experiences in Italy laid the groundwork for the extraordinary feats he would accomplish later. But it wasn't just boxing that defined Leo. His love for various sports, soccer, wrestling, running, painted him as a versatile athlete. Yet, it was boxing's solitary nature, the individual battles fought within the ropes, that resonated deeply with him. In the sport's simplicity and complexity, Leo found a profound connection, one that mirrored the highs and lows of life itself. However, life, much like boxing, is unpredictable. Just as Leo's boxing career was gaining momentum, tragedy struck. A violent encounter in Vancouver left him paralyzed, forever altering the course of his life. The physical blow was severe, but it was the emotional and psychological aftermath that tested Leo's mettle. The loss of mobility was accompanied by profound personal losses. Family members who were pillars of support taken too soon, the death of a close cousin, an uncle, and his father were heavy blows that would have knocked out anyone else. Yet, Leo found a way to channel his grief and use it as fuel for his fighting spirit. It was within this crucible of pain and loss that Leo's true spirit emerged. The fighter in him refused to be subdued. Instead of succumbing to despair, he chose to rise, leveraging the very principles boxing had instilled in him: resolve, adaptation, and relentless determination. Leo's story post-injury consists of impressively redefining limits and shattering expectations. He transformed his approach, focusing on adaptive sports, finding new ways to train, and redefining what it means to be an athlete. His efforts culminated in remarkable achievements, with each feat being inspiration for many, from climbing Vancouver's grouse grind on his hands to tackling the volcanic terrains of Costa Rica. His trips to places like Cambodia, where he delivered medical supplies and witnessed the light-hearted banter and joyful mannerism of children in orphanages, brought new perspectives and deeper meaning to his mission. These journeys were eye-openers, making him realize that true strength comes from facing and overcoming unimaginable challenges. Leo's vision goes beyond achievement of personal goals. He founded the West Coast Wheelchair Boxing Organization, pioneering adaptive boxing in Canada. His classes, both in person and online, offer physical training, but they are also sessions of empowerment. Leo's work showcases the transformative power of sport, not just as physical activity but as a tool for mental and emotional growth. His involvement with the Rick Hansen Foundation and other community projects highlights his commitment to accessibility and inclusion. His initiatives are about creating opportunities for those with disabilities and also fostering a mindset of possibility and breaking down societal barriers. In his narrative, there's a recurring theme of community. Whether it's his close-knit family, supportive friends, or the broader network of adaptive sports enthusiasts, Leo emphasizes the importance of a strong support system. This community spirit, coupled with his indomitable will, propels him forward, driving his mission to inspire and uplift others facing similar challenges. Leo's amazing story is still unfolding. His goals for the future are as ambitious as ever. From participating in the Paralympics to establishing a foundation that supports adaptive athletes, Leo is constantly setting new benchmarks. His dream of an accessible gym where individuals of all abilities can train and thrive is on the horizon, promising to leave a lasting legacy. In essence, Leo Samarelli's story is a powerful reminder that the human spirit is unconquerable. It tells us that adversity can be transformed into a catalyst for change and limitations can be redefined by sheer will and community support. Leo's life, with its trials and triumphs, demonstrates the boundless possibilities that lie within us all when we choose to fight, adapt, and inspire. His message, no matter the obstacle, keep punching, for the fight is far from over, and the best rounds are yet to come.